"Pardon me, but I do like to see a healthy-sized boy," she went on, winking at Dudley. "You'll be a proper-sized man, Dudders, like your father. Yes, I'll have a spot more brandy, Vernon. Now this one here—" She jerked her head at Harry, who felt his stomach clench. "The handbook," he thought quickly. "This one's got a mean, runty look about him. You get that with dogs. I had Colonel Fubster drown one last year. Ratty little thing it was. Weak. Underbred." Harry was trying to remember page 12 of his book, A Charm to Cure Reluctant Reverses. "It all comes down to blood, as I was saying the other day. Bad blood will out. Now, I'm saying nothing against your family, Petunia." She patted Aunt Petunia's bony hand with her shovel-like one. "But your sister was a bad egg. They turn up in the best families. Then she ran off with a wastrel, and here's the result right in front of us." Harry was staring at his plate, a funny ringing in his ears. "Grasp your broom firmly by the tail," he thought. But he couldn't remember what came next. Aunt Marge's voice seemed to be boring into him like one of Uncle Vernon's drills. "This Potter," said Aunt Marge loudly, seizing the brandy bottle and splashing more into her glass and over the tablecloth. "You never told me what he did." Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia were looking extremely tense. Dudley had even looked up from his pie to gape at his parents.
"He didn't work," said Uncle Vernon, with half a glance at Harry. "Unemployed."
"As I expected," said Aunt Marge, taking a huge swig of brandy and wiping her chin on her sleeve. "A no-account, good-for-nothing, lazy scrounger who—" "He was not," said Harry suddenly. The table went very quiet. Harry was shaking all over. He had never felt so angry in his life. "More brandy!" yelled Uncle Vernon, who had gone very white. He emptied the bottle into Aunt Marge's glass. "You, boy!" he snarled at Harry. "Go to bed! Go on!"
"No, Vernon!"
hiccuped Aunt Marge, holding up her hand, her tiny bloodshot eyes fixed on Harry's.
"Go on, boy! Go on! Proud of your parents, are you? They go and get themselves killed in a car crash. Drunk, I expect." "They didn't die in a car crash," said Harry, who found himself on his feet. "They died in a car crash, you nasty little liar, and left you to be a burden on their decent, hard-working relatives," screamed Aunt Marge, swelling with fury. "You are an insolent, ungrateful little—"
But Aunt Marge suddenly stopped speaking. For a moment it looked as though words had failed her. She seemed to be swelling with inexpressible anger. But the swelling didn't stop. Her great red face started to expand, her tiny eyes bulged, and her mouth stretched too tightly for speech. Next second, several buttons burst from her tweed jacket and pinged off the walls. She was inflating, like a monstrous balloon. Her stomach bursting free of her tweed waistband, each of her fingers blowing up like a salami.
"Marge!"
yelled Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia together, as Aunt Marge's whole body began to rise off her chair towards the ceiling. She was entirely round now, like a vast life-buoy with piggy eyes, and her hands and feet stuck out weirdly as she drifted up into the air, making apoplectic popping noises. Ripper came skidding into the room, barking madly.
"No!"
Uncle Vernon seized one of Marge's feet and tried to pull her down again, but was almost lifted from the floor himself. Next second, Ripper had leapt forward and sunk his teeth into Uncle Vernon's leg. Harry tore from the dining room before anyone could stop him, heading for the cupboard under the stairs. The cupboard door burst magically open as he reached it. In seconds he had heaved his trunk to the front door. He sprinted upstairs and threw himself under the bed, wrenched up the loose floorboard, and grabbed the pillowcase full of his books and birthday presents. He wriggled out, seized Hedwig's empty cage, and dashed back downstairs to his trunk, just as Uncle Vernon burst out of the dining room, his trouser leg in bloody tatters.
"Come back in here," he bellowed. "Come back and put her right."
But a reckless rage had come over Harry. He kicked his trunk open, pulled out his wand, and pointed it at Uncle Vernon.
"She deserved it," Harry said, breathing very fast. "She deserved what she got. You keep away from me."
He fumbled behind him for the catch on the door.
"I'm going," Harry said. "I've had enough."
And next moment he was out in the dark, quiet street, heaving his heavy trunk behind him, Hedwig's cage under his arm.